Two killed in U.S. strike on drug boat in Pacific Ocean attack. Two individuals were killed on December 29 in the latest U.S. military attack on a drug boat, United States Southern Command announced on X. At the direction of Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, Joint Task Force Southern Spear conducted a lethal kinetic strike on a vessel operated by designation terrorist organization in international waters, the announcement read. Intelligence confirmed the vessel was transiting along known narcotrafficking routes in the eastern Pacific and was engaged in narcotrafficking operations. Two male narco-terrorists were killed, Southern Command added. No U.S. military forces were harmed. The announcement was shared with an unclassified video of the strike. This was the 30th strike on a vessel U.S. officials said was trafficking drugs to the United States in the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific Ocean since September 2, and the first since December 22. Many of those boats were said to have departed from Venezuela. However, Southern Command did not specify where this drug boat came from. President Donald Trump said in a recent interview the precision strikes have reduced the trafficking of seaborne drugs into the country by 97.2%. Every time I knock out a boat, we save 25,000 American lives, Trump said. It's very simple. This boat strike follows the United States's first land strike on Venezuela. Trump confirmed it on December 26, stating it was part of the overall campaign against drug trafficking in the region. There was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs, Trump said. We hit all the boats, and now we hit the area. That's where they implement, and that is no longer around. They have a big plant or a big facility where the ships come from, Trump added without specifying the exact location. Two nights ago, we knocked that out. We hit them very hard. It also comes amid the United States's decision to seize sanctioned oil tankers outside of Venezuelan waters. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said a vessel seized was sanctioned for transporting crude oil from Venezuela and Iran. Trump said on December 22 that the United States would keep or sell the oil inside the tanker. Maybe we'll sell it, maybe we'll keep it, maybe we'll use it in the strategic reserves, he said during a press conference after announcing plans for a new fleet of large warships. We're keeping the ships also. Guy Burkle contributed to this report.